You're listening to Campfire Conversations, brought to you by Three Rivers Land Trust, connected to the land, committed to conservation.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Campfire Conversations, the podcast brought to you by Three Rivers Land Trust. This is Emily Calicut, and we are back in the podcast studio at Backcountry and Beyond in downtown Salisbury. And today I have two of the Land Trust's newest employees with us, and I'm excited to introduce you to everyone. So first we have Sarah Painter, who is our Senior Development Associate. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you so much, Emily. Nice to be here.
Good to have you. And we also have Pierce Foster, who is our new Communications Associate.
Hey, everybody.
Thanks for joining us on the podcast. I just want to give the listeners a chance to get to know two of the newer faces at the Land Trust so that when they start seeing your name in emails, they kind of know who to put it with. So, Pierce, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what brought you to the Land Trust, and kind of what you're excited to be doing.
Well, it all happened the day I was born, 39 long years ago. Now we can cut that out. So I'm originally from Phoenix, Arizona. That's where I was born. Mm-hmm. I somehow ended up in Greensboro, North Carolina, where I've lived for the last way too long. And there I worked as a graphic designer for a really long time. I worked for the Fresh Market, a East Coast kind of like elevated grocery chain. Mm-hmm. After that, I kind of did a little bit of work for some agencies in town and tried freelancing for a little while. Hated it. A friend of a friend pointed me in the direction of Three Rivers. After that, I wrote them what I thought a very risky and earnest cover letter explaining why I wanted to work there, and was mm-hmm. really delighted when they asked me to come interview, and the rest is history. Here I am.
Yeah, that was probably one of the most unique cover letters we've ever seen. It definitely made you stand out from the crowd, and we were so excited to meet you after reading all of that, and it matched. It held up. I think it laid the groundwork for your position here very nicely. So
yeah.
Tell the folks a little bit about, you know, what is the Communications Associate? What do you do?
Well, if you've ever seen Mary Poppins and you saw Dick Van Dyke's one-man band character, it's a little bit like that, but with like a bunch of digital tools. Honestly, I'm still pretty new at the time of this recording. I've only been here about a week and some change. So I'm still trying to figure out exactly what the position entails. But as far as I can see, it entails just about everything. And that's good. That's, as I said in my initial interview, that's one of the things that attracted me to the position, was the challenge of spinning a lot of plates at one time. And it's the plates that I'm pretty familiar with, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a very welcome challenge. You know, if you see anything posted on social media, if you see any photography or videos being produced, if you get any emails from the communications department, that's all from me. I'm trying to lean a lot more heavy into video, right? I think that video is definitely a good currency that I want to bring to the table for Three Rivers. And given how many exciting outdoor events that you all have on a regular basis and how many interesting people that attracts, I mean, it's a no-brainer. I can't wait to get out there and get my boots dirty and start filming some of that stuff and photographing it and telling some cool stories about it.
Yeah, we've kind of had you hit the ground running in your first, I guess, week and a half. You've already worked an archery tournament. We've had a volunteer work day. So you've really gotten a chance to meet a lot of folks, which is exciting. What were your archery tournament impressions?
Positive. So whenever you're following people around and shoving a camera directly into their face, you kind of, it's really a crapshoot what kind of reaction you're going to get. Some people are waving and saying, hey, get me. And then some people are giving you the middle finger, right? And some people are like actively running away from you. And that always makes you feel kind of weird, you know, it kind of makes you feel like a little bit of a pest. But I was really surprised that everybody at the tournament was not only friendly, but also not even a little bit camera shy. And for someone that does what I do, that's nice, because you don't feel like you're intruding and you feel like you can really get up in the story a little bit and get a little bit more in depth. So for the, I know there's another event coming up in March, and I really can't wait to follow up with some of the people that I met in February and get a little bit more of that.
Yeah, absolutely. The archery tournament folks are always a great crowd. We're so excited to see them out there, especially now that we're out at Lowwater Bridge. So if you haven't been out to a tournament before, we're now having them at our Lowwater Bridge property. So it's a completely different course from previous years. So I encourage you to come check it out and see the changes. We've heard really great feedback about it. So I think folks like it. And we have certainly put a lot of work into making it look as nice as it does. Katie and Matt and Travis and the rest of the crew put in a lot of hours out there, and I think it shows. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what do you like to do outside of the job, Pierce? What are you doing in your free time?
Well, I haven't had a whole lot of that lately, but generally speaking, what I like to do is, so, you know, my whole thing is film. I'm trying to be a filmmaker. That's my big pie in the sky dream. I'm working on a film. When I'm not working on my film, I'm working on other people's films, and that's really exciting. Fitness is really important to me. I stay very active. That's a big part of my life. You know, one of the questions that y'all asked me up front is, you know, how often do I get to spend outdoors? And unfortunately, my answer was not very often, because, you know, I've been living in Greensboro and it's not super easy to get to those places. But I'm looking forward to reintegrating the outdoors into my life in a big way. And it's really exciting that Three Rivers has opened that door for me. So
yeah, I would say you're in the right place to start doing that.
Absolutely.
So that's exciting.
Yeah, being from Arizona, like, that was a big part of my life growing up, and it's something that I really miss. So
yeah, absolutely. Do you have like a favorite place in North Carolina that when you can get outside, you're like, oh, we got to get out here this weekend?
Well, I did a brief stint in Asheville where I lived there for about 5 years. And you know, Asheville, I mean, really just throw a rock at a place and it's beautiful. So yeah, I you know, the places that I've been able to enjoy have been, you know, in the Blue Ridge Mountains and those kinds of surrounding areas.
Yeah. Cool. Well, hopefully you come to love the Uwari Mountains as much as we all do. I think you'll spend enough time there that it won't take long for that to wiggle its way into your heart. Such a special place.
I hope I turn into a feral pig.
That's the one animal I told Pierce we did not like at the land trust.
And I still like them. I know that they're like not the favorite, but I still like them. I like the noble feral pig.
Well, I'm done talking to you now since you said that, so we're going to move on to Sarah.
Thank you, Emily. You're so kind. My name is Sarah Painter, and I am the new Senior Development Associate with Three Rivers Land Trust. I live in Mount Pleasant currently, but I grew up in Warrington, North Carolina, the eastern part of the state. We grew hay and had chickens. We had about 10,000 chickens, and so growing up, that was my job before school, was to get chickens, get the eggs, grade them, get them ready for sale. We have a really, really small farm, but just a great childhood, a great, great way to grow up. So college brought me to this area. I attended Pfeiffer College at the time and worked for them twice in higher education development. And so just excited to be part of this organization. I've worked in Salisbury for about 10 years with two other great organizations. And I always was just really excited when I saw the things that Three Rivers has to offer for the community. And so when this position came open, I thought, please let this be my chance. So I'm just really thrilled to be here.
Yeah, we're so excited to have you. So tell everyone just what the Senior Development Associate does.
So I meet with donors and potential donors who believe in our mission and want us to be successful. I'm responsible for donors of the $5,000 range and more, but also help with SAP if they need help, and
other duties as assigned.
Other duties as assigned. Thank you.
Do you ever have recurring dreams of 10,000 chickens chasing after you?
I really do. It was such a great experience. And we had this, we called it the egg house, and my grandmother would help grade them. And then like, we were in charge of like putting them in the packaging. We were a one-stop shop. And so Thursdays was the day that people came to pick up eggs. And it was just, the cars one after the other. And you know, that's before marketing. That's just word of mouth and integrity and hard work. And so I think that kind of instilled me in my work ethic today.
Yeah. So what are you doing when you're not in the land trust office?
Well, like Pierce being new, I've got to attend some great new events here as well. But I enjoy anything outdoors. We have a really vintage pontoon boat that we keep on Lake Tillery. So we like to take it out early in the morning, late at night, do a little fishing, just kind of hanging out with friends. Just I'm in a new type of role personally. I'm an empty nester, and so my two girls have grown up and have doing their own thing, and so now I get to kind of sit back and think, well, what new things can I do? Mm-hmm. And so that's exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
You could get back into the egg business.
Yeah. I could. I just need the chickens.
Yeah. Well, no problem.
No problem.
Just get 10,000 chickens. You're
That's
good to
right.
go.
Yeah. Just 10,000.
Cool. So I wanted to ask both of you, is there like an event on the event calendar we have coming up that you're like super excited to be a part of, or anything that really piques your interest?
Well, maybe because I'm in charge of this event and I don't want to sound narcissistic, but I am excited that River Dance is coming back. We've taken a two-year absence with that event, and so that's going to occur on the 24th of August mm-hmm. at the Hill, and we're going to have a great dinner, dancing, and a small silent auction, and just want to get reconnected with people in our mm-hmm. community. So we're really excited about that, and we'll have a save the date announcement soon and more information coming about mm-hmm. that soon.
So brand new location for those of you who have attended before. We're moving spots, and it's going to be air conditioned this year, which we're all really excited about. I'm sure if you've attended before, that will be exciting news for you as well. But keep your eyes peeled for that save the date coming out. We're excited it's coming back. Do you have a favorite event coming up, Pierce?
From a filming perspective, I think that any sporting event is going to be really, really fun, not just to attend and watch, but also to tell stories about. So the archery tournament's coming up. I think there's one on the 17th of March. Really, really stoked about that. I'm excited about River Dance. You know, I think that that's going to be a really exciting event. I don't know a whole lot about it right now, honestly, but I'm looking forward to being there and getting up in everyone's face with the camera. anything that's going to involve, you know, like sportsmanship, or, you know, I think there's some paddles coming up. I think that's all going to be really cool.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, this is Michael with Three Rivers Land Trust. I just want to make a quick note for everyone listening to this podcast. We're currently running a special for all current Sportsman Access program members where you'll have a chance to earn free lottery tickets for upcoming draws. We're calling it the SAP Refer a Friend Special, and from now until March 15th, for every friend you refer to the SAP, you will receive 2 free lottery tickets. That means get 10 of your buddies to join the SAP and you'll get 20 free tickets. It's a great opportunity to grow our community of hunters and for you to increase your chances on future draws. Just make sure that your friend mentions your name when they create their account and that they sign up for at least the entry-level membership. Now go out and spread the word.
The team at Montgomery Community College in Troy invite you to get to know their taxidermy program. For decades, MCC has been helping taxidermy enthusiasts explore their industry as either a hobby or an exciting career option. Students of all ages and abilities can participate in day or evening classes and explore this craft in either mammal or fowl classes. Past projects include deer, beaver, fox, coyote, wolf, swan, duck, turkey, and more. Taxidermy is considered one of MCC's Heritage Crafts programs. Other specialty programs include gunsmithing, hunting and shooting sport management, forest management technology, and pottery. Visit montgomery.edu to see course descriptions and explore the exciting world of taxidermy for yourself. Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break from the show to talk about one of our sponsors, Backcountry and Beyond. You can visit Backcountry and Beyond at 322 South Main Street in Salisbury, North Carolina. They've got a lot of awesome things right now. They've got a new restock of the Meat Church seasonings. They've got their Traeger grills that everybody knows and loves. And if you get your grill from Backcountry and Beyond, they have a free setup, assembly, and delivery to Salisbury, North Carolina, and the surrounding areas. So you can get hooked up with a nice grill and you can get those seasonings while you're there too. Also, they've got that new Nordic collection from Yeti. It's highly sought after and they've got it in stock. So be sure to pop on down there and get all of your outdoor needs. Or if you can't make it down to Salisbury, you can shop online at www.backcountryandbeyond.com.
For sure. So while we're on the subject of events, I wanted to just kind of give a rundown of the event calendar for the next couple months. We did, Crystal and I did an episode with Mike a couple, 2 months ago now, right at the end of 2023, where we kind of talked through events through February. So I thought we would catch folks back up on what we have coming up. So we have on March 11th, we have a ribbon cutting at the Eastwood Preserve in Moore County. So this was a conservation project that we closed right at the end of 2023. This is a 55-acre transfer to the Plant Conservation Program. A special project because it connected two kind of disjunct pieces of the Plant Conservation's Eastwood Preserve. So now that this is their ownership, it's going to make management of that property a lot easier. They're going to be able to bring fire through a lot easier and not have to worry about someone kind of dropping houses in the middle of their preserve that's got some really neat, rare plants on it. So if you're in the area of Moore County on March 11th, we would love to have y'all join us for the ribbon cutting. Registration for that is open on the website if you want to let us know that you can make it. And then our next event will be March 16th. We're kicking off the paddling season at Falls Reservoir in Baden. This is kind of where we start the season every year. It's one of our favorite paddles. We would love to have folks there. Sarah, have you ever been to Falls Reservoir? I know you
like that way. I have, and I actually went on a paddle. I was looking back at my Facebook pictures 12 years ago. It's been 12 wow. years since I've paddled, so I can't wait for that one. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's a beautiful spot, and it's nice. The water is always pretty calm. There's not a ton of really big boat traffic, so it's a really, really great kind of out and back paddle. There's a waterfall on the property, so it's gorgeous, gorgeous. Then, following right after the paddle, on March 17th, we'll have our second archery tournament of the season out at Low Water Bridge. So I hope all of our archers are able to make it back out to that one. We had great turnout for the February one.
And we're looking for warm weather.
Yeah.
As fun as it was, it'll be nice when it's warm.
Yeah, the February one was a little chilly. Mm-hmm. And then to kind of round out a full weekend of events, we then on March 18th are planting some longleaf out at our Saunders property in Star in Montgomery County. So we're looking for volunteers. If you're available that day and want to come help plant some trees, we would love to have you. Registration is open on the website for that. This is a great event sponsored by the Longleaf Alliance and Appalachian Mountain Brewery. So they actually have a longleaf beer, and proceeds from that beer sale go to help plant trees. And so we love this partnership with them. I think it's a great, great, great cause that we're able to kind of both have some good beer and yes. plant trees.
That's a great combination.
It is. It really is. I drove by the property where we're going to do this planting yesterday, and Katie and Matt and the burn crew were able to get a burn in there, I think 2 weeks ago now, at the time we're recording this, and it looks phenomenal. So I think it'll be in really good shape for a planting. We then, on March 22nd, have yet another ribbon cutting. So this is kind of a big month for ribbon cuttings. This one will be the Cooler's Knob ribbon cutting, and this is to celebrate the transfer of a 99-acre property to the U.S. Forest Service, and this property contains a portion of the Uari Trail, so it's a really big deal. We're excited that that stretch of trail is finally now in the Forest Service hands and is going to be freely available to the public forever, and so we would love to have you join us for that at the Tot Hill Trailhead off of Tot Hill Farm Road in Ashgrove on the 22nd, and then to round out March, we have on March 23rd what I like to call our youth birding extravaganza. So I love birds, bird nerd. And we're have been fortunate enough to get some grant funding from the Richmond County Community Foundation and the Cole Foundation in Richmond County to host this event. So we're going to kick off the morning, or I guess the afternoon. It's an afternoon event with a bird hike. We then are going to come back and actually build some birdhouses for kids to take home with them. Then we're going to cook some hot dogs and make s'mores over the fire, and then finish out the evening with an owl prowl. So if you've got any kids in your life you think would enjoy this, please send them our way. Registration is open. We think it's going to be such a fun day in Richmond County.
I love being a grant writer myself. Mm-hmm. I love it when you have an idea and you write a grant and you collaborate with that organization, and then mm-hmm. it just comes to fruition. Mm-hmm. And that's going to change. I mean, their kids are going to enjoy that so much, and that's
yeah.
so great.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. It's always fun to see how they choose to decorate their birdhouses, too. That's the best part.
Are we going to have Bird Nerd t-shirts available?
I think we should.
Let's add that to the list.
Let's add that to the list for sure, yeah.
I would like a Bird Nerd shirt. So that kind of rounds out March events. We'll touch on kind of the rest of the summer before we finish up today. So in April, we are hiking out to Fort York. Do either of y'all know Fort York?
I've never been there.
So this is a historic battlefield site in Davidson County, kind of right on the Yadkin River. It's a property that the land trust helped protect. It's now owned by the county. But April 12th, we're going to hike there, and we have kind of a local historian who's going to come help lead that and give a really interesting kind of history of the property as we go around. And I believe registration for this is limited. So if this is an event that interests you, I would register sooner rather than later, because it'll be pretty, pretty neat. And then our second event in April will be the Thru Hike, April 25th through 28th, which is one of our favorite events that we host. I'm really getting excited about it.
And you do that yourself, right? You hike?
No, I don't normally hike. Okay. I'm normally running around like a crazy person all weekend, things moving. it takes a lot to keep things moving forward, making sure everyone's accounted for, dinner gets delivered. And so I stay pretty busy with that. But very, very exciting. Have either one of you ever done any backpacking?
I have not.
No.
Well, no, I haven't. I'm actually excited about it. I think that I'm going to be one of these guys that, like, by day two, I'm just already, like, looking at people, thinking about which one I'm going to eat, you know?
So. Well, the good thing about this backpacking trip is we feed you incredibly well, so there will be no need for that.
What if it's just a personal choice?
Well, I guess that's different. But we do feed you very, very well, so no one goes hungry on the thru hike, thankfully. But yeah, so just start training now and you can hike in April.
I'm going to start training now.
And it's so much fun.
I don't think I could do the whole thing, but maybe just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take it day by day.
We need to get some Rocky music for you. Like, for sure.
Yeah. maybe you and Kyle could train me.
Kyle's a much more experienced backpacker than I am. That would be his domain for sure. So that's kind of the two big things we have going on in April. Then in May, we're going to do our annual Naturalist Day hike out at Lowwater Bridge. So this is just a normally bird focused, because it is normally in the spring migration. We see lots of all the great kind of migrants coming through. It's always a fun time, and it's such a beautiful hike there out at Lowwater Bridge. We kind of follow the river for a little while and then hike up into the uplands. So we see a cool range of species. I think that's really the only thing we have currently on the calendar in May. And then in June, on June 15th, we're going to do our second paddle out at Crystal Lake in Moore County. This area is really cool because it's a kind of flooded black gum swamp with a little reservoir on the front. So you paddle through a little lake and then you go back into kind of the flooded forest. And it's a beautiful paddle. There's water lilies all over the top of the water. It's breathtakingly gorgeous, and it's just kind of in the middle of town. It's kind of a little hidden gem out that way.
Sounds like a wonderful day.
Yeah, so it'll be a lot of fun. And then that kind of brings us in to August, and where we'll wrap up with the event recap. We have the Habitat Summit on August 9th. It's back. We've got a great lineup of speakers. Katie has worked incredibly hard to get some really great folks coming to speak. Dwayne Estes from the Southern Grasslands Initiative is going to be our keynote speaker for that, with tons of other fantastic guests. That's going to be on August 9th, and registration is open. We're in the early bird period still, so get your tickets now. They'll be $35. When the early bird ends, they're going to go up to $45. So I would purchase sooner rather than later if you want to attend, especially because last year we sold out. So I don't anticipate us having tickets very late in the year. So it'll be fantastic as always. And then, like Sarah mentioned, Riverdance is back August 24th. So this is kind of your sneak peek into that. We've not made the official announcement yet, but it is coming, and she's working really hard to make it a great event. So we hope to see lots of folks there. Any other news we need to share? Anything else that's been going on?
In my whole week and a half of being here, you know, I really wish I could contribute to that, but I'm afraid I don't have any news for you, Emily.
Next time.
One thing that I would just like to say is that the people that work for Three Rivers Land Trust are so dedicated to their jobs. And so it's an honor for me to raise funds and raise awareness so that their jobs can continue and we can continue to expand and reach out throughout our region.
Yeah. We're so happy to have you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's all we have for everyone today, but we'll be back in a couple weeks with another episode. If you have ideas for folks you'd like to see on the podcast or topics you'd like to cover, feel free to shoot Kyle an email, kyle@threeriverslandtrust.org or kyle@trlt.org, and let them know. And we'll see y'all on the next episode.
If you like the show and would like the episodes to keep coming, you should know that our podcast is just one of the tools that we use at Three Rivers Land Trust to further our conservation mission. Our number one priority and purpose is to conserve land and natural resources for future generations and to be a voice for wildlife and to ensure wildlife populations have habitat forever here in North Carolina. This podcast is just a byproduct to further that mission. You can visit our website at trlt.org to join us in this conservation mission.